Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It seems like recently, more than has happened in decades, politicians, bureaucrats, and the regular media are talking about Americans being a free people. I find this highly deceptive. To be free, people need to be free of coercion. The major form of coercion people experience in their lives comes from government. What a lot of people fail to realize is that when governments give people so-called benefits, that often ends up being another way of enslaving them. For people to be free, they are not dependent on receiving any kind of financial benefits from government. If governments provide corporate welfare, pay for education, issue Social Security and Medicare benefits, distribute food stamps, subsidize businesses, prevent people from accepting jobs, restrict occupational competition, and on and on and on, then the people are not free. If your life depends on the receipt of government largesse, how can you say that you are free? What would happen to you if the government decided to stop providing these benefits unless you agreed to do what the government ordered? That's not freedom or liberty to me. This loss of freedom is sometimes disguised. Take Social Security as an example. The federal government takes Social Security and other taxes out of employee paychecks and requires the self-employed to pay an equivalent tax on their income. This is all done under the pretense that each person has an account to which they will eventually, if they live long enough, be entitled to receive benefits. This arrangement is a fiction. Social Security and self-employment tax collections go directly into the federal government's checking accounts to be immediately spent. No funds are set aside to pay future benefits. All the Social Security Administration holds is a file cabinet or computer file of IOUs from the federal government. Today, people who apply to receive Social Security or federal disability benefits do not draw down any existing funds set aside. Instead, the federal government extracts new taxes from taxpayers to make these payments. The point is, if Americans accept cash or other benefits from any government, they no longer can call themselves free. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.